How do Bosa and Ingram compare to some of the other dynamic pass rushers that you face this year, and how does a pass rush of that quality affect your offense?
Really good pass rush by Los Angeles, and it definitely starts with those two big names. They drafted them in the first round, and they expect them to be what they've been. They've been very good against the pass this year. I think they're fifth versus the pass, only allowing just over 200 yards a game. And I think they've had more interceptions than they've allowed touchdown passes. And I got to believe that a lot of the credit does go to the pass rush, and then works back from there. So we're going to have our hands full, as we do every week. I think you can point to just about every team having some elite pass rushers and guys that can change a game if you're not careful. And the Chargers are no different.
With those ends, what stands out with Bosa and Ingram? What stands out with them?
Yeah, you know, I think not being a left tackle myself, I don't go and study every move they have. I more look at how the defense is aligned and how it affects my calls. Obviously, I just want to feel the rush rather than really study it. But I just think the fact that they were both first-round picks, and you're not drafting a guy third overall to just be an okay pass rusher. I mean, if you're drafting third overall, he needs to be going to Pro Bowls and showing up on all pro lists and getting the double-digit sacks year in and year out and dominating. And that's what they expect of those guys. And, you know, I think with some of the results they've had this year, you can see that they're getting it. And our tackles, our guards will have their hands full this week. But, you know, every week there's some really good pass rushers we go against. And as you look down the schedule, you could name a few for each team we play. So it'll be a great challenge, and have a lot of respect for what they can do on defense.